Senator, more direct answers.
Yesterday, I'm sorry, the vote on the interchange fee, which would have excluded Walmart from those fees, it just would have had...
No. Walmart is not excluded. Let me explain how this works. The credit card companies charge the retailers interchange fees when people use credit and debit cards. Walmart is going to have to pay those fees, whatever they are.
Okay, the reason why I was asking the original question about Walmart was simply because, according to, to this Daily Caller report, about
Daily Caller?
The Daily Caller.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just don't know what that is.
I'm starting that blog.
According to the Daily Caller report, Tucker Carlson, there was a $20 million donation that went to your state that would open up community centers and open up Walmarts and whatnot. And there was a questioning as to whether or not there was some type of deal that was going on.
Conspiracy.
Well, no, I'm just putting in what they were saying here.
I was not familiar with that. I don't know that it's true. I've had no contact personally with Walmart on this issue. I have spoken to groups representing retailers and merchants across America. Naturally, every retailer and merchant, including the largest, Walmart, would be affected by this decision. And I haven't given them any special treatment. I've paid close attention to quick and easy convenience stores in central Illinois and Potash supermarkets in Chicago. I mean, everybody's in this. If you accept a credit or debit card, then you have an interest in this issue.